we now have, as we told you, in studio with us as we get ready for the wrestling tomorrow night, WWE superstar and Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good. Now, you go tonight, right? At Rico?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and am I reading this right? A four-way match? You're up early. Is this going to compromise? Will you get a nap later in the daytime? You've been making the rounds this morning.
As long as I have some caffeine, I'll be fine.
And they don't test for caffeine, so I think that's important to point out in the WWE. Nor do they in radio.
It was amazing, going through your bio and seeing all of the sports that you were... that you took part in your life and how you ended up in wrestling. As much as anything else, it probably pays better than any others. But how did they lead you to this?
My entire life I was a gymnast, cheerleader. I did kickboxing, track for like a week, and softball and bodybuilding.
Just a week, huh?
I'm not a runner. So I did it for like in high school for maybe a couple weeks, and my track coach knew that there was no hope. And I knew that too. So I was just like, you know what? I got the sweatshirt. I'm good. I'll just bow out on this one.
Yeah.
I think what has helped the most was my gymnastics background, you know, learning how to fall, learning how to establish body awareness and air awareness. But what you go through in the ring in WWE, nothing can prepare you for. You know, I thought I would be, you know, an easy transition, you know, coming from the athletic background. And at the time I was doing bodybuilding and boot camps three times a week. And I was like, my cardio is great. I'll be fine. But nothing prepares you for what your body goes through and the travel and the schedule and the maneuvers and the high risk maneuvers in the ring and the matches. But I'd have to say, yeah. Athletics helped a little bit.
So take us through the first time you had to do some of that in the ring for real. Like, what was it like getting body slammed for the first time or going off the top rope for the very first time?
I literally thought I was going to die, let's be honest. when you watch WWE, I thought maybe the ring was padded or something. You know what I mean? I was like, it looks bouncy. It looks fine.
Like a bed.
Yeah, right. It's not. I found out very quickly that it is actually metal beams going in one direction and wood beams going in another direction. So you're literally falling onto metal and wood, and there's nothing soft about it. There's nothing fun about it. And I remember calling my mom, and I was just like covered in bruises from the ropes. And because those ropes are tight, they hurt. And I told my mom, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And this is, mind you, this is day one. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And she was like, you know, it's just like anything. She goes, once you stick to it, it clicks for you and you make it work.
Yeah. It's Alexa Bliss, by the way, joining us in studio, Raw Women's Champion at the card tonight, WWE Live Road to WrestleMania tonight at Rico Coliseum. It starts at 7. WrestleMania 34 is April 8th in New Orleans. Does it feel, athletes will tell you, it feels different waking up the morning of a Super Bowl, right? Or a Final Four game. Does waking up the morning of a WrestleMania feel different?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, WrestleMania is our Super Bowl. It's our Olympics. It's our Grammys, Oscars, whatever, anything. It's our end all be all. And that morning you wake up and from, you know, 6 a.m. Last year I had to be at WrestleMania at 6 a.m. to do an interview. And then I wasn't even performing until like 10 p.m. at night, but they keep you busy all the way up through then. And so there's no downtime
for that whole day.
That's good and it's bad. It's good because you don't have time to get nervous or psych yourself out and, you know, have those moments of second guessing, but it's also not as good because then you don't have time to think about what you're about to do.
And the deeper you get into this, then it's not only just jumping off the ropes and landing hard. There's the Elimination Chamber. And
yeah.
So tell us about this.
The Elimination Chamber match was the first ever women's Elimination Chamber match. It was an amazing moment for our women in the women's evolution. And, you know, I was... in my mind, I had a guaranteed spot to WrestleMania until Kurt Angle and Stephanie McMahon made the match that I was going to have to put my title on the line in an Elimination Chamber. Now, on paper, that sounds intimidating already. And I was thinking, you know, I the night before the show, I was like, all right, I'm good. You know, I was watching a bunch of Elimination Chamber matches and I was like, this will be fine. And I show up the morning into the arena and I realized how big an Elimination Chamber really is and how tight the chains are. There's no give. And the pods are literally like three times as tall as me. And I guess knowing that there's no way out is the most intimidating part of it. You have to win to get out.
So with Ronda Rousey making the move from UFC into the WWE, how much is that going to impact the women's game? And when are you going to beat her?
To a pulp.
Well, I think it's amazing that we have Ronda. You know, she's established a name for herself in UFC, and she's, you know, made her own path, and she is an amazing athlete. And I think, you know, obviously there's always been mixed reviews of her coming to WWE, but I think it's great. I think our women's evolution needs it. And, you know, I feel like if anyone can legitimize what we do, it's Ronda. You know, if people are invested in her journey and see the struggle that she'll go through to do what we do, because sometimes people think what we do is easy. But if you have, you know, Ronda Rousey, this woman who has had a whole division built around her, the face of UFC, you know, a champion, struggling to do what we do, not like necessarily struggling, but like seeing the grind that it takes and seeing the travel and seeing, you know, how difficult a match really is, I think people have more respect for what we do.
You fight Nia Jax at WrestleMania and WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. There's a relationship there, but there's also a rivalry there. Tell me what that's like, and tell our listeners what that's like, sort of being very, very familiar with someone and what they do best. And at the same time, you know, this is your name. This is, wrestlers have legacies. This is something that is important to you to keep this title.
No, absolutely. You know, we've been best friends since her NXT tryout. I worked the NXT tryout, and on her first day, you know, Nia came out to me, and we were just chatting and talking. We became best friends and clicked ever since. And we've been best friends since then. You know, you see that in WWE, you see it on Total Divas. But, you know, a lot of times friendship has to go to the side for competition. And, you know, I've worked very hard to become the first ever Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion and the longest reigning Raw Women's Champion. And no one's going to take that from me, not even my best friend.
You talked about the match that you had to win that allows you to continue on as champion. But, I mean, that gets you to WrestleMania. This is the Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah.
This is the big one. I mean, once you got past that, the excitement level building towards then, and you still have work to do before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's your job's never done. Even if I win at WrestleMania, my job's not done. It's never going to be done. And, you know, as a champion, you have the biggest, you know, target on your back because everyone wants to be champion. Everyone wants to hold the title. And you just have to make sure that you're on your game. And, you know, if you've seen my matches, you know, sometimes my tactics aren't always the cleanest or the most legal, but they win. And I do whatever it takes to win.
Who are some of your idols coming up through the sport? Around here, Trish Stratus is a big name. Who did you look up to?
Oh, it was definitely Trish.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, I would always watch Trish and Rey Mysterio because I was a gymnast. And so I really appreciated his, you know, lucha style of wrestling and seeing him do all the flips and everything. And it was always so captivating.
At what point did you think, like, as you're going through the different athletics that you went through, that I want to be a wrestler? When did this happen?
Well, this was after college, actually. I was doing the bodybuilding thing. I had gotten my pro card and I was ready for something new. And my trainer knew I was a fan and I had watched the product. And he was telling me that, you know, WWE is having a tryout. And I knew that if that was an opportunity that was going to come, I wasn't going to pass it up. You know, it wasn't something that I dreamed about when I was a child. You know, I'd watched it, but I didn't know that it was a thing that could actually be accomplished. You know what I mean? I didn't know that there was independent wrestling. I didn't know that there was wrestling schools and all these places that you could go to become a wrestler. I thought people just were. You know what I mean? Like, when you're watching growing up, you think, oh, they just are these superhero men and women. And when I heard that there was a tryout, I knew I wanted to go for it. And, you know, my parents weren't too happy about it because they wanted me to, you know, use my education and everything like that. But I was like, I'll adult later. And
we're still going to do that someday, too. All three of us.
Yeah,
I think, at
you
some
know.
Point.
Not bloody
late.
You are a legit Columbus Blue Jackets fan.
I am.
Because you're from there, and the Jackets, well, like, they would have got there when you were really young, and they're starting to really, this is about this first time they've had really good sustained success, maybe playoffs this year. They're right on that borderline fighting with New Jersey, right? Do you get to go to any games, or is travel so much you don't get to go?
Travel is so much, I don't get to go anywhere. So I actually lucked out last playoff game against Pittsburgh. I got to luck out because they had a game there, and I ended up staying in Columbus because we had Raw. Mm-hmm. On Monday, I had media that morning, and I knew there was a playoff game that next day, and so I was able to get tickets and I was staying in Columbus. So Tuesday, I got to go to the playoff games. And I took my best friend with me, who is not a hockey fan whatsoever. And mind you, I've been going to every home game since I was 10 years old. And she was so offended that we had to stand. I was like, are you kidding me? She was like, what? She's like, what did we do to have to get in the standing section? And I was like, look around. It's a playoff game. Everywhere is a standing section. Do you know what I'm saying?
And yeah, that's a bad first date. Exactly. But if you're a friend or whatever. Now, we got about 30 seconds. This is a great question because I've been dying to ask this since you walked in. You can set up a tag team match with the four of us. Pick one of the three of us to be your. There's a glass table. You could slam two of us through. Elliot's got some seasoning. He's tricky. I have a terrible left knee. I know I look great, but I have a terrible
dirty.
Left knee.
I'm bad and I'm dirty.
And Hugh is the muscle of the show. So you got to pick one of us to tag with against the other two. What are we going to do?
Oh, who's the quickest?
Oh,
I have a tough time getting up after a long run.
Is there food at the end of this?
Absolutely.
Elliot could be an
evil. There you go.
Yes. Okay. Burl and Brady.
Killer bees.
Against Bliss and Price. Elliot could be the golfer. He could pull out a 7-iron and crack you over the back, like from under the ring.
You can catch Alexa Bliss and the WWE Superstars tonight at Road to WrestleMania, the show live at the Ricoh Coliseum. Don't forget to see Alexa defend her title at WrestleMania 34 live on the WWE Network on Sunday, April 8th. To subscribe to the WWE Network, head to WWE.com/Canada. Thanks for coming, and thanks for having me as your tag team partner.
This was lovely. Good luck. You got a lot to carry here.
Thanks again.
Thanks again.
Appreciate it.